This is the Made for Living Well podcast, hosted by Alexa Sherm, the place to create a life well lived.
Welcome back to Made for Living Well. We are in the Health School podcast series. This is the place where I really want to help you lay the foundation of what does it mean to live healthy and how can you create that in your everyday life? Because at the end of the day, health is not a chase because it's really not a destination. It's not a place you arrive, but it's how you live in your everyday life. And while you might not be quote unquote healthy yet or where you want to be, that doesn't mean you're that far from living healthy because health is really about the action you take in your everyday life. Now, in the previous podcast, we talked about the central theme or the ultimate source of energy inside that faith-based podcast. It's all about your self-identity and why that's so important to the scope of your entire biology. Now, that was a deep podcast. So today we're going to lighten things up and we're going to talk about something very practical. And that is, what's the deal with seed oils? Now, there's a lot of hype and conversation happening in the health world about seed oils. And today I want to answer the question, are they really as bad as everyone's saying? How much is too much? What even are seed oils? And what can we do about it for our bodies? Now, I do have to say, in the coming podcast, we are going to be diving deep into the topic of bioenergetic nutrition. And really, that's a conversation about how food influences your internal energy, which, as we're starting to piece together inside the series, is the most critical element of health. And really, the outcome you experience is your internal flow of energy. Now, today we're going to get more specific into fats, but again, we're going to open up the entire conversation about dietary fat and its purpose and why it's needed inside the body. So I don't want you to hear me say that all fats are bad. They are not. In fact, we're going to find out today that fats are very necessary for the function of our body. But to keep this podcast pretty light, we're just going to quickly touch on the controversial subject of seed oils. Now, I want to give you a little history lesson about seed oils and where they even came from. Because in general, seed oils are not found in nature and the oil form. These are processed oils that have been converted from food and non-food sources to become a food source of oil or of dietary fat. And there's a lot of history that backs up the use of seed oils. And while the biggest argument has been that in the early 1990s, when fat was getting a bad rap, the China study came out telling us that saturated fat was bad and that saturated fat had cholesterol and that would automatically increase your cholesterol. And then it was best to avoid it. So then we went on this wagon of avoiding things like eggs and butter and lard and really just developing this fat phobic nation. Now, of course, we know now that the China study has been debunked. It was not based on factual scientific data. But even more than that, we also know that cholesterol is so important to the body that every single cell can make it. So it's not necessarily a cholesterol issue that we're dealing with, but rather a balance issue. Like all things in our body, we're looking to achieve a state of balance. So of course, as we eliminated fat, we started to recognize that fat actually played a crucial role in our diet, and therefore we needed more fat. But we needed fat to come in the right way. Now, some arguments say that the food industry really convinced us that these natural fats were bad for us, and thus what led to the massive industry of what we know as seed oils today. However, there's a lot more that predates even that China study. Even long before health, we started to understand seed oils and their use as food oils, even back in the cotton era, when they were trying to use all the byproducts of different substances to really sustain life. Now, again, you can read all the research, you can get into the history of it all, but regardless, what we're dealing with today is a massive imbalance in fatty acids. And as we specifically talk about today, the problem with seed oils is that we're massively out of balance with those types of fatty acids compared to others, creating this big differential inside of our body that is really linked to so many health conditions. Now, this is better understood when we understood the properties of these fatty acids. So like all things in our diet, food is not just a form of energy, but it's supplying different nutrients and different foundations. And oftentimes in the process of supplying these things, we also have to metabolize them. And it's both sides of that equation that matter. It's what they provide, but it's also the metabolites that are produced out of the breakdown of those nutrients. So again, in the process of us believing for a period of time that saturated fats were bad for us, were linked to all kinds of cholesterol and heart disease issues, we started then to produce and overproduce what the health industry had told us was a healthier option. And that was these highly processed seed oils. Now, there was really no scientific data to back up all of the health claims that were stated. And it's only recently that we're really starting to understand how imbalanced and even unhealthy a lot of these seed oils are to our bodies. We just jumped on the wagon because, like most things, when we identify something as unhealthy, we're quick to pick up another option without really even deep thought into, but what is the implications of that? And thus, what we know today is that seed oils have huge implications for our biology. I mean, not to mention that they're highly processed, which means there's also a lot of additives and toxins that are really hard for our body to process through and get rid of, which in a world that is already bombarding our bodies with excess toxins, this just puts a heavier strain on our body. Not to mention, they're often genetically modified and have a lot of toxic byproducts. But I think the biggest implication for me and why I caution others to be careful about seed oils, and while I'm spending a lot more time paying attention to the products that I buy, is because seed oils are really high in omega-6s. Now, when we have the conversation about fat, you're going to understand that omega-6s and omega-3s are both really important to the body. Omega-6s are actually our inflammatory properties, and we need inflammation to help our bodies to get rid of damaged cells, to take care of excess metabolites. Like, inflammation helps package up dead and unhealthy things and transfers it back to the liver for detoxification. So I don't want you to hear me say omega-6s are wrong. Again, they're needed and necessary in the body, but within balance. On the other hand, omega-3s are our anti-inflammatory properties. They help the body to reduce inflammation, which we also know is really needed, especially in a volatile world that puts a lot of pressure on our body. So we have this very delicate balance inside the body. And ideally, we would be somewhere in the 1-to-1 ratio. It would be pretty even. In fact, when we study the diets of our older generations, even our ancestors, we see a lot of them consumed fats in this ratio. In nature, oftentimes the ratio is very even. 1-to-1 omega-6s to omega-3s. However, today, with the rise in processed foods and the use of these processed oils, which I must tell you, create a really good food product. This is just a fun fact, but part of my education in nutrition was actually in food research and development, and I did recognize that the use of these processed oils creates a consistency, a taste, a feel inside your mouth that is nothing like what we can find in other options. So the food industry loves them, not to mention they're cheap. But the rise of processed oils, which is now considered to be the number 3 most consumed food in the world behind rice and wheat, yes, is now seed oils, has led our ratio to get out of whack to the degree of 15-to-1. And sometimes that's even upwards of 20-to-1. And when we see ratios like that, our body is so far out of balance that it's screaming for help. And it's really hard, no matter how many omega-3 supplements that you take, to really regain any sort of balance. And this is why I come to the table and say, okay, I don't tell you to give up a lot of foods. I'd rather see you add food in and let those healthier foods replace the unhealthy foods. But in a situation where we see the ratio so drastic, it's going to be really hard to ever reach any sort of balance without eliminating some of those seed oils from your diet. And I don't say that lightly because you know what I believe about restriction, deprivation, and starvation. But I say this, one, because we know how damaging seed oils are to our body. And it comes out of when you ingest so many omega-6s, you are releasing inflammatory properties all throughout your body, even when you don't need those inflammatory properties inside your body, which is creating this constant state of inflammation that so many people are suffering with. In fact, when we look at statistics and we try to make some correlations on why our world is becoming more unhealthy, one of the biggest correlations that we can understand is that as seed oils have risen, so has the rate of disease. And the rate of disease is happening in younger and younger people. I just read a study yesterday on researchers trying to understand why young people are developing cancer at such a young age. And what they came up with is because we're aging at faster and faster rates. Our biological age is not the same as our actual age anymore. Most people are living and existing 10, even 20 years older than they actually are. And that's partly due to just the rise in inflammation inside the body, which could come from an imbalance in these seed oils, consuming excess amounts. And let me tell you, it's real easy to do. In fact, it's hard not to consume them. It feels almost impossible to get rid of them completely. And I'm not saying that you have to go to that extreme. Some people just want to increase their use of omega-3s. But there is a scientific reason why this doesn't work completely. And that's why I'm still promoting that you limit or try to eliminate as many seed oils from your diet as possible. And it has to do with the fact that the way your body breaks down omega-6s and omega-3s is by the use of the same enzymes. I won't get into the scientific enzymes, but they're shared enzymes, meaning the body uses those specific enzymes to break down both omega-6s and omega-3s, which also indicates that it's a sort of competition. The more omega-6s that you consume, the less enzymes you have to break down those omega-3s. And without the breakdown of those fatty acids, your body cannot use the substances necessary. So while yes, it is important to increase the load of omega-3s inside your body, it's also important to note that without the reduction of omega-6s, especially from seed oils, you're not going to get the benefit from the omega-3s that you need. So while you know I don't tell you to eliminate very often, I am encouraging the reduction of seed oils in your everyday life. And to make this practical, because I want to make it as practical as possible, I want to be honest about my own life. I tend to worry about what I can control and not worry about the things that I can't. Because seed oils are used in such high quantities in our world, it's going to be really difficult to find a restaurant who doesn't use them. Or when you go to other people's homes, or you eat outside your own home. I am always under the thought that I'm going to control what I can and let go of the rest. So that means for me, I'm going to go to a restaurant and fully enjoy it, even knowing I'm going to be ingesting seed oils. But at home, I am working on reducing and eliminating as many seed oils as possible. Now, this isn't easy to do because it's literally in every single thing, it feels like. There are brands out there that you'll get established with, and I've made some lists over in the show notes, including a list of common seed oils so you can look for them on the food label, and then, of course, good replacements that you can use. Now, one of the hardest areas that I've found in my own life is the uses of sauces and condiments. Almost all sauces and dressings, salad dressings, have seed oils in them. Again, they're cheap, they make a great product, the food industry loves them, they're going to be in everything. But one of the things that I'm passionate about is teaching you that a lot of the things that you run to for a quick and convenient stop at the store is actually not that difficult to make at home. So I want to give you some freedom and really some confidence to know that you don't always have to find a suitable replacement at the store because they're often going to be really expensive without the use of seed oils. But I want to teach you how to make those at home. So we're going to be starting a series called Healthy Homemade that are quick and easy recipes that you can make at home so you're not tempted or needing to buy them at the store, like a basic ranch dressing. We all want a good, healthy ranch dressing, but it's going to be really hard to find one of those at the store without seed oils in it. But that doesn't mean you can't have it or you need to be stressed about it. You can often make the same products, even better, from the convenience of your own home in literally less than 5 minutes. So make sure you head on over to the Living Well, where I'm going to give you more information on how to join us in the Healthy Homemade series. But to wrap this podcast up, I do want to tell you that I think it's important that you start to eliminate seed oils in your life, at least what you can control. And there's seed oils in literally everything from your sauces, your condiments, obviously to your processed foods. Baby formula has it in it. I know that's really sad, but it does. So do things like oat milk and some yogurt brands. I mean, you really need to be aware of it all. There might even be a time and a place where you start to reduce the consumption of nut and seed products, which are really high in omega-6s compared to omega-3s. So there might be a time to reduce their use of nut milks and nut butters. I'm not saying forever, but as you regain a sense of balance. Really, nuts and seeds are good in their whole form, but we're consuming them to an excess degree, which is throwing your body out of balance and the necessary fatty acids your body needs to thrive. So over at The Living Well, I'm breaking down what are seed oils, what are some great alternatives, some healthy brands that don't use seed oils in their products at all, and then of course, the link to where you can join us in the Healthy Homemade series. You can find all of that at thelivingwell.com/327. Okay, that's it for this podcast on seed oils. I hope it clarified a few things and really laid out my point of view on what we should do with them. I'll be back here in the next podcast as we continue to move through health school and we're diving into the main hub of your communication channels, the nervous system. I'll see you back here in the next podcast.